Welcome back to another edition of Wide Men Can't Jump, the Super Bowl special. As always, I am Tim on my last day of 54. And if you know, you know, and if you don't care. And with me as always, well, I shouldn't say as always, but with me again, our world-traveling madman, Jeopardy Jeff.
Double nickel here in about hour and a half.
Yeah.
On the east side.
You know, it's funny. The kids next door asked me what I wanted for my birthday, and their mother knew I was turning 55. And I said, well, you know, when you get the double-digit thing, you're supposed to get 55. I want 55 of something, right? And being little kids, they, well, how about 55 pops and 55 bags of chips, they told me. And I said, well, if you can make that happen, I'll share. Because Lord knows I don't need 55 bags of chips. Unless they're wee little.
Well,
maybe those Halloween-sized ones, maybe.
Go ahead and tell you if we're not on, but happy birthday. Like I said, you know, earlier off air, you can see if Canada gives a senior citizen discount.
You know, I was thinking about that after we yacked there for a minute, and I don't think we have that. I think, I'm pretty sure you got to be 65 here. Like, you guys have got, what, the AARP or whatever it is?
Yeah,
see, I don't think we have anything like that here. Mind you, you know, I'm new to this whole senior thing, so I don't think 55 is a senior. Sorry, I just don't. You know, and I'm not retired. Well, I guess I'm kind of retired, but forcibly, but yeah, anyway. Enough about that. I'm going to pull an Angie. I'm only 41. Or maybe
41.
Or maybe a Brady. I'm 45
Dirk
and old.
Nowitzki.
And Dirk Nowitzki, what did he do?
He's number 41.
Oh, I wouldn't know that. Hell, I barely remember my own number in sports, let alone anybody else's. So we're, what we got, a 6:30 start tomorrow Eastern time for Super Bowl 57, is it?
That is, right.
A lot of talk about this one. You got a lot of the so-called experts are all over the page on who's going to win and what kind of game it's going to be and blah, blah, blah. So why don't we just jump right in and what are your Super Bowl thoughts there, Jeff?
I got an idea. Let's crash this party with a Tom Brady reference first.
A Tom Brady anecdote.
He was Super Bowl champion in 49, 51, 53, and 55. But now he won't be in 57 like the odd year, so.
Well, fuck, for a second there, I thought you were telling me how old he was. 49,
well,
51.
Not far off.
No, that's true.
Not far off. But, I keep, this has been tough for me to pick a winner, but I kind of think the Eagles have the best talent all the way on the offensive side, the offensive line. You just wonder how Hurts is playing, his arm is or whatever. But, I know the Chiefs have been tested, but the Eagles really haven't been tested this playoffs. They destroyed the Giants. They destroyed the quarterbackless 49ers. So, but at the same time, do you really want to go against a quarterback and a team that has been there two out of the last 3 years and won one of them? So, I kind of think the Bills and the Bengals both on a neutral field would have beat the Chiefs. But,
well, and definitely with a Mahomes on a leg and a half.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm leaning more towards the Eagles, but I think it's going to be a close game. I do. I think it's going to be a close game.
You're going to blow that over-under out of the water?
Everybody keeps saying that, but, I'm going to go, to, what, at 50 and a half? I think it won't.
Yeah, it was 50-something anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I think it, I'm going to go with the under, and I'm going to Philly in the under. That's what I'm going with. So.
Yeah, I mean,
watch it go the other way, but yeah, how that goes.
My brain tells me, with all the statistical information I have, that the Eagles should win. But I'm old enough to know that that isn't always what it comes down to in a one-game thing.
Yeah.
I fully suspect whichever quarterback has the best day is probably who's going to win. If Patrick Mahomes pulls rabbits out of his hat like he can, the Chiefs have got a shot.
Oh, yeah. They.
But if he doesn't, I think they're going to get smacked. Now, that being said, Jalen Hurts is, from what I understand, is one good hit away in the right spot from having one arm. So,
right.
Who knows? I mean, as I'm prone to say, if I got to put my mortgage down, I'm putting it on the Eagles probably. But that being said, I think this is this actually should be one of the better games in the last while. I hope anyway. I hope it's close. I hope it's not a blowout.
Oh yeah. Like, last year we had. It was a pretty good game. You had the Bengals and the Rams. I mean, it was a close game. It came down the wire. The Rams had to score late, and then they had to hold off a Bengals at midfield, who could have got in overtime with a field goal, but. We haven't really had other than maybe 52 was pretty good when the Eagles beat the Patriots. It went back and forth, but in 54 the Chiefs came back and beat the 49ers, and the 49ers blew that one in the fourth quarter with up 10 points with the ball. And got beat by 11. So.
It would be. Purely from a, because I don't really have a team in this. So, I'd prefer the Chiefs over the Eagles, but if the Eagles win, it's not like I'm losing any sleep over it.
Right. On one hand, both of us, our teams are from the NFC East. On one hand, you don't think, I don't want the Eagles to win a Super Bowl, but at the same time, it kind of makes your division look pretty good, too. And three of the teams made the playoffs, so I don't know. I'm kind of torn on that. Whatever happens, happens. I'm not going to be disappointed if they win or lose, I guess.
I just want it to be whoever wins. I want it to be at least one of those games where I'm not going, oh yeah, oh man, that call was horrible. And what happens if they don't make that call?
Or the AFC title game.
Yeah, or if they do make it. Yeah, I don't want to see I can live with a close game, and whoever has the ball last wins. I'm fine with that. I just don't want to see one of those ones where I'm left wondering what the outcome would have been if the Stripes didn't get so involved.
Yeah, you definitely don't want the referees to be the focus.
Yeah, I'd rather not know who's reffing the game at the end, as opposed to that they got to keep telling me who it is because he keeps getting television time.
Right, you don't want them to be the centerpiece of the game. The Bengals crew and the Chiefs crew was the same as the Super Bowl last year. I doubt that crew does any more Bengals games. I'd be really surprised.
Well, there was quite a bit. I guess. I know, again, because I'm a little older, I don't remember it being such a topic of conversation. The close calls or missed calls or whatever. But I think that's more just a case of you didn't really get to know. Now, they'll show the replay 72 times. 47 guys, took the clip off of the television. or wherever and posted it on social media, and they're looking at it in slow motion for 5.5 hours and then determine that it was the wrong call. And, you know, there's a lot more scrutiny. The camera work has gotten better. The cameras got better. I mean, when I was, you know, 10 or 12 years old, you know, 1980, you didn't, you know, you might get one replay, maybe two.
Right.
And that was the, and that was the end of it. Nobody even suggested that, you know, the refs might have got it wrong, unless it was like way out of line. But now, you know, geez, just about every call is contested and definitely is on social media.
Oh yeah, there's nothing that is safe anymore. You know, you can't hide anything, Carly. So.
Well, and too, you know, there's always the, regardless of whether the call is a good call or a bad call, whatever team it goes against, their fans hate it. And if it would have been flipped, they would have thought the call was just fine.
Yeah.
Not unlike me in the Duke game today. where my brain told me that, yeah, that was probably should have went Duke's way, but it didn't, so oh well. You know, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to separate your fandom from that. Especially if you're really a big fan of one of the teams that's playing.
Yeah, like I say, you just don't want. You know, there probably is going to be. I don't know who the crew's going to be.
I mean, I'm sure they know by now, but.
Oh yeah, they know who it is.
Obviously, but I don't. I haven't read anywhere or seen them mention who it was.
Yeah, and usually. I mean, honestly, I don't know a lot of these guys. Some of them I knew. I knew like Hockey Lee and Sarah Tor, the guy that gets on CBS and helps with. I knew those guys pretty good. But if I see these guys, though, I know if they're good. When they show them, I know if they're good or if they're bad. Or but when I see them tomorrow, but I just don't know some of the names, just whatever. But I don't like the fact how they. Like during the playoffs, they'll take people from this crew and put them together. You know, I think the crew should be, you know, the same as it was during the year or whatever. Instead of, you know, getting two from this crew for the playoffs and two from this crew.
Yeah, we don't need a dream team of officials.
Right, right.
Well, Carl Cheffers is the, or Cheffers, however you pronounce it, is the head referee.
If I'm not mistaken, I think he's actually pretty good, I believe.
And for to be honest, for an NFL, he's only been an official since 2000, even though he looks like he's, I would say he's in his late 50s at least, perhaps older.
Yeah.
He's 62, actually, so I was not too far off. Doesn't give any of the rest of them, though. How do you feel about the TV, the coverage that it's on Fox? And I don't mind Kevin Burkhardt. I'm not that big a fan of Greg Olsen, though.
Greg Olsen, really, it's, you know, no offense to him, but it's really a shame that they couldn't have worked Tom Brady into the booth already. They didn't do the Super Bowl, be part of Super Bowl 57. So, but. That took 2 or 3 years. He's actually not going to, not to get off subject, but he's not actually going to do it next, this coming year in 2024. That's when he's going to start.
Well, that's because Tom Brady is going to go through the local talent wherever he lives. He's going to spend a year. Well, I mean, you've got to think about it. Not only is he, was he a professional athlete for all those years, but let's be honest, he was on the, he was one of those guys who didn't really take too much time off.
Right.
You know, even when he wasn't playing, he was pretty serious about his off-season regimen and all that kind of stuff. I imagine Tom Brady's probably got a thing or two he might like to want to go do with his kids, or if his, I guess his dad is still alive, right?
Yeah.
You know, those kinds of things. He probably just wants to relax for a little while and not have to do anything.
He, you know, he's probably gonna, it's probably going to be really weird because you think about it, every year since he was probably in Major League or junior high, he played football. He's 45 or 46 years old, and he's probably played for 40 years, to be honest.
We won't
every
see
single year.
We won't see him for a year, and he'll be on TV, and he'll be bald and have a pot belly.
Hard to say.
Put on 50 pounds. No, I don't think so. He strikes me as one of those pretty... He's going to be one of those guys who still looks pretty good when he's 55.
Well, to bring up what you mentioned earlier about, you know, to prepare for Super Bowl 55 versus the Chiefs, he told his wife and kids to get out of the house for a week so he could prepare and watch film. And and what happened? They put a beat down on the Chiefs.
They won, and then he got a divorce.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about any of that.
Grant, so you were saying Greg Olsen's going to be...
The announcers are Kevin Burkhart, Greg Olsen, and the wonderful Aaron Anders. And and Tom Rinaldi is one of the... I guess that's the other sideline guy.
Are they going to have a... I guess they'll have the old ref... What was that referee's name? He'll be probably a rules analyst or whatever.
Oh, okay. I know all of that. I actually found the officials are Carl Cheffers or Sheffers, however you pronounce it, is the ref. The umpire is Roy Ellison. The field judges and all that are Jared Phillips, Jeff Bergman, John Jenkins, Eugene Hall. The back judge is Dino Paganelli. And the replay official is Mark Butterworth. And the replay assistant is Frank... I don't even know how to say that. Hispanic? They don't say who the guy on the TV is going to be. That wouldn't be Tom Rinaldi, would it? No, he's just a reporter. They don't have
there
who...
Should be some...
Yeah, they don't say who's their guy that they're going to talk to. In
maybe they don't have one. I thought they all did now, though.
They probably do. They just isn't. Maybe just isn't mentioned here. And of course, you know, that... hold on for that Supertime halftime show. No offense, I could care less about Rihanna, but I can understand why they... I always wondered, because they always say that, you know, why do they pick these guys? Or ladies, or the act, whatever you want to call it. But I don't think a lot of people realize that you have to pay to be the Super Bowl performer at halftime. Like, you got to find yourself a sponsor and all that kind of stuff, because they don't pay you to do it.
Yeah.
Pepsi is the sponsor. Or sorry, Apple Music is the sponsor replacing Pepsi. They are the new... They have bought the naming rights to sponsor the Super Bowl halftime show, if you can believe that. There's actually naming rights for the halftime show.
Wow.
Hell, I can remember when they just used to send a college band would go out there and play, and that was the end of it. Nobody cared.
How much is a commercial this year?
$7 million for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And I have it on good authority, because I've actually seen the commercial. If you're old and you like the movie Grease, there's some kind of a commercial. I can't remember. Well, yeah, I can. I'm just not saying. There's a commercial for a product, and John Travolta and two other guys come out and change the words to Summer Nights. And I'm just like, this couldn't be any stupider. Now, if you're not old enough to have seen Grease and or John Travolta and all that, you're probably going to see it and go, what the hell is this? Because it isn't going to mean anything to you. But apparently there's an awful lot of commercials with a lot of older... personalities in them this year for some reason.
Well, they might be all trying to reach out to the older crowd. And, you know. So Jackson, remember they had the Tecmo Bowl commercial there a year or two ago with the game or with the one of the car companies selling the... They had like the Tecmo Bowl game in there, and then I guess they're trying to reach out to the late 80s kids and things like that. So maybe
I can remember the big one we always wanted to see was the Budweiser horses. That was always the
Five Bills.
Yeah, and I don't even think they do that anymore.
They don't. That was fun. Watch they had all those commercials, and they had the Bud and Bud Light or whatever. And
I seem
but
to
yeah, I
remember
remember that. I
one.
forgot all about that.
Yeah,
I remember.
I have a vivid memory of one where there's it's the younger horses playing against the older horses.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all, and something about, and then there's a horse kicking an extra point or a field goal or something. I like the funny ones, but I got to admit that most of the pop culture references are lost on me these days, because I don't know who a lot of the, especially if they're singers or social media influencers, as they like to call them. I don't know who those people are anymore. I might know the names if they were to say their names, but to see them, I don't know who they are, so it doesn't mean that much to me, a lot of them. And I guess I'm not really the target audience for that sort of stuff anymore, so.
I just can't believe it. It's up to $7 million now. Man,
Well, so that means that, if you like a lot of the big ones, I don't know what they do so much anymore. But there was a time where they really only played them once. You would see it, and it was like the big thing was to get one on during halftime. But from what I understand, at least in the United States, a lot of these commercials have already been on TV. Like they've been playing them for the last week or so. Which I don't know if that's true or not getting American. Like here, I won't get the commercials here. Unless they've paid for the Canadian versions, because
yeah.
they cut them out, so I usually
I don't
have
know if
to
you
be
guys people remember, but one of my favorite ones of all time was when the Coke guy was trying to sneak and get a Pepsi in the store, and the Pepsi fell out everywhere all over him.
I love the Pepsi commercials where they try to make the illusion that Pepsi is somehow on par with Coke in the popularity contest. I mean, Pepsi does well, but it doesn't do Coke's numbers.
Yeah, it's I think in the United States, Pepsi probably does.
I mean, it's popular here, but it's not as popular as Coke.
But really, Mountain Dew outsells it all around
Well,
here.
that's because you're all a bunch of rednecks down there, you know
Yeah, I
better.
mean, it's true. It's Mountain Dew is your bigger seller than Pepsi or Diet Pepsi, and of course the zero sugar stuff. But the Coke, I've always felt like Coke's got a better taste myself. But
I mean, isn't Mountain Dew, isn't that the preferred choice of chasing a fentanyl?
well,
Doesn't it go down better with a Mountain Dew?
oh yeah, people
It's
love
my understanding anyway.
it. I mean, I was always told that in the big house that Mountain Dew was one of your biggest sellers
And I
here.
know, I mean, again, I wonder, man, we're really straying off topic, but who cares? It's Saturday night.
Well, we're talking about old commercials or whatever,
I
so.
wonder how many people that are, 30 and under, let's say, are really aware of the history of like Coca-Cola and Pepsi and all that, and where that stuff actually came from. Like at one time, Coca-Cola was a cure-all for, and actually had nothing but drugs in it at one time, literally. I wonder how many people, if a lot of young people probably are not aware of that at all. They just think
Right, probably not.
it's probably just a drink you buy.
I think even peanut butter was to be used in medical field.
Could
If
be right.
I'm not mistaken. I'm not mistaken. But anyways, yeah, I guess I'm more of a fan of Coke, but I do like Mountain Dew too around here. Around here, like you'll go in these little mom and pop stores, and they'll have like a meal deal. You'll have a Mountain Dew and pepperoni roll, and that's kind of, well, especially when
The infamous West Virginia pepperoni roll.
the meal is like you'll see a lot of the West Virginia rest areas coming in back into the state. They'll have a Mountain Dew and a pepperoni roll as a more of a meal deal. So
Yeah, I remember back Nathan always used to say, I gotta figure out a way to send you, I'll not send you a pepperoni roll in the mail. And I'm like, Nate, do I have to explain science to you? And why
Well,
that, and why that pepperoni roll is not going to look too hot by the time it gets to here.
the biggest problem would have been it was there's a chance you probably would have ate it before you would have sent it off. So.
Would have been half of a pepperoni roll, or at least with a bite out of it. Yeah, no.
It's all I can see, honestly.
No, you know what it would have been? It would have been, so, hey, Nate, did you get around to sending them pepperoni rolls? Well, here's the
Went to Taco Bell instead.
I did purchase six pepperoni rolls, however. I also consumed six pepperoni rolls.
Him,
And,
you're out of luck.
yeah, so you're going to have to wait till next time, I guess. And, yeah. I don't see it. Well, you know, Nate was a pretty sherry kind of guy, except when it came to food. Although I suppose, I don't know what he was. Mind you, he would make the smoke the roast and all that and give it to half the neighborhood, so. So I suppose maybe I'm wrong on that.
I have to be down there one time. He was able to make some. I got some good old barbecue pork.
You got the pork in the roast in the smoker.
Yeah.
You guys and your
Turned out pretty
barbecues.
well.
Nate should have left the cooking to his mother. From what I understand, anyway,
Yeah, she is.
that his mom
She's a
was a
good cook.
very good cook, and I suppose by the looking at Nathan, there's all the evidence you need right there.
Give a shout out to his sister. She made some good cavatini.
I'm not
One
touching
time.
that. I'm not touching that, Jeff. I'm not touching that at all. That's just going to get me into trouble.
But on the other hand, one time she tried to make banana pudding, but she put salt instead of sugar in it. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least did you get the
She
banana part right?
got that part, but she's had her hits and, misses, I guess you could say.
Again, not touching any of that. Wow. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Okay, back
Back
to
to
the
the
Super Bowl.
back to at least something sports related.
Well, it's good to go back and refer to Nate a little bit there, so
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Nate's always Nate's name can always come up here when we'll just roll with it when it does.
Yeah,
All right, well let's dig in a little bit deeper. What has to happen? What do the Chiefs need to be leading at the half if they're going to win? Or at
Yeah,
least, or do
they
they,
don't if they don't want to be. I don't think they want to be behind
or do they have to be within
two
at
scores or
least
anything
a
like that.
touchdown?
I agree with that. And it's not. They got some defensive players up front that's pretty good, but the Eagles have four guys that had over 10 sacks this year. So they get after it. I mean, it's.
Well, that's a big worry of mine is that if Patrick Mahomes is not 100%, and I do not believe that he is he going to be able to be mobile enough to not get crushed? Because they pretty much, like, they really should run the ball, but they tend to not want to do that most times. And Andy Reid is kind of a stubborn old goat.
Yeah,
And
I think my X factor for the Chiefs is going to be McKinnon. I think they're going to run a lot of screen plays, a little wide receiver or running back plays for him to, especially on second, third downs or long, second long things like that. I think for them to win, I think he has to have a good game. So.
well, and they're not going to be, I mean, if you're the Eagles, and I don't know what the Eagles are going to do, but I've heard quite a bit this week that the double team is coming for Travis Kelce, which is kind of surprising because nobody else has done it. Like, most of the time I sit there and wonder, like, how does he get open? Like, they got to know the ball's going to him when they really need a first down or. whatever it is.
That their receiving core is
Banged
you
up.
know, they got Marquez Valdez Scantling, and they got Juju. I don't think he's going to be able to play, is he? Is he going to be?
I don't even know for sure, but I mean, all I read was that they got a lot of guys hurt. So, mind you, they really only need. Okay, let's see who's out for the game. Oh boy, that's a stunning. Wow. That is a stunning injury report. Yes, there's one guy on there from February the 6th and not another guy on there. Maybe they aren't saying either, possibly, but. Let's see if I can find anything on Chiefs injuries. I mean, as long as Tyreek Hill is all right, though, or is he hurt too?
Tyreek Hill, don't he plays for the Dolphins.
I know. I'm just checking. Second of you would say, I think he might be hurt, Tim. Hell yeah. How would we know, Jeff?
If he comes and suits up, I guess it would.
Wouldn't that be a that would be a story,
Yeah. There's been guys that haven't suited up, Stanley Wilson for the Bengals, and then whoever the offensive lineman was for Raiders that year that didn't show up for the Super Bowl game, but.
You really gotta be mad at somebody if you don't show up for the Super Bowl game,
Well, either that or you're partying too hard the night before.
Which still tells me you must be mad at somebody. I'm gonna go out and get hammered.
Or who was the guy from the Falcons that year at that corner? He got he was a defensive back, I believe, and he got caught with a hooker trying to.
Yeah. I can't remember who it was, but I
I
remember
think it
that.
was I think it was Buchanan,
That sounds
maybe
right.
Ray. Yeah, I think it
Ray
was him.
Buchanan? All right,
Maybe.
let's see here. The final injury report. Okay, I don't believe this. This says that these Friday practice, everyone practiced for the Chiefs, and they have no injuries to report for the Super Bowl. Huh.
Yeah,
Yeah.
kind of hard to believe.
That the Eagles only have one guy who's questionable. Now that must not count people who are already on the injured list, I'm assuming. Because there's no way that either of those football teams have absolutely nobody hurt at this time of the year. That's not believable.
Belichick for about 3 or 4 straight years had Brady on the injury list. It's probable over his shoulder or arm or whatever it was.
That's just smart.
Yeah.
Well, in a way. I mean, I'm surprised that more of them don't do it to keep them out of the, short of media day, that it keeps them, you can argue that they can't come out and talk or you can't do interviews and all that kind of stuff because, he's getting treatment or whatever.
Yeah.
You can keep them out of the public eye a little bit. Well, there's an interest. Let's have a look at this article. I just saw an article that says why Joe Buck and Troy Aikman aren't calling Super Bowl 57 for Fox. Well, isn't it because they don't work for Fox anymore?
For either ABC or ESPN, I believe, right?
Yeah, well, that would be why they're not covering the game for them.
What was the reasoning?
Can you believe that this is, again, you want to talk about the decline of Western civilization? The headline is why Joe Buck and Troy Aikman aren't calling Super Bowl 57 for Fox. There's like three paragraphs that, well, they've called the last six, I believe it is, blah blah blah. Well, the answer's really quite simple. They don't work for Fox anymore. Wow.
Well, that's what you just said. Well,
That is some stunning journalism. What's more funny to me? It took two people to write this article. Two guys on the byline. Wow.
we'll have to Paula Olson pretty good on there. We'll see
See
who's
what kind
really
of a
good.
job they do, but I don't know how much longer Fox has got the Super Bowl rights for, but
I think them and CBS and NBC rotate, I believe.
because it won't be too many if they don't have them for much longer. It won't be too long before Amazon or somebody like that throws a pile of money at it.
I think they got to renew their rights too.
Because to be honest, the Thursday night games were mostly garbage, but the coverage wasn't. Coverage was all right, but the games were, boy, there was some dogs. So your final prediction, you're taking Eagles, correct?
Yeah, I'm gonna say.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
27-22.
I don't know what the score is going to be, but I'll take the Eagles by a touchdown. And then I'll hope that my infamous curse continues and that dooms the Eagles to failure. Probably they won't, but I just hope it's a good game. That's what I'm hoping for. I don't really care too much who wins, but I mean, if I get to decide who wins, well, then I'll let the Chiefs win. But otherwise, I don't really care.
Yeah, I would like to see a Super Bowl ending like 42 or 47, like a go-out statement stand the Ravens had, or the 49 when the Patriots had their Butler intercepted. I mean, you want a good game at the good down to the very
I
end.
wouldn't mind seeing a tie game going into the fourth quarter. They each exchange points in the fourth quarter, and somebody engineers that last, minute and 47, 82-yard drive and finishes it off. I'll take the touchdown. I'll take the field goal on the last play of the game. That kind of drama where there's at least a reason to keep watching. And it's not in, that it's not one of those games where there's 7 minutes left in the third quarter and this game is no longer in doubt on who's going to win.
Well, that could happen. You never know.
Well, it could, but I mean, I'm hoping it doesn't. I'm hoping we get one that's where we're not entirely sure who's going to win because the score is close enough that somebody could still make a comeback or whatever. Kind of like the Nathan Bush Memorial Taco Bell one-on-one challenge, where Nathan Bush consumed 47 Taco Bell burritos one sitting, and then drove to a Wendy's drive-thru for a snack.
Washed that chili cheese burrito down with some chicken nuggets.
Jesus. I saw today where. Yeah, I'm really going to change the subject here quick, but I saw it today where Kentucky Fried Chicken is no longer going to sell wings or popcorn chicken. That struck me as odd.
Maybe they're not selling much. They're out kicking their coverage.
Well, I got to be honest, I haven't set foot in a Kentucky Fried Chicken in a lot of years because their quality went to right down the tubes in Canada anyway.
You know, that kind of stuff happens in a lot of business. Because I mean, I know this is same principle, but on different measures. I mean, look what GM did. They made too many cars and had too many different types of vehicles, and need to get back to their own base. And they went under for a while. They had to get bailed out. I mean.
That seems to be something that happens in all types of businesses these days because they're so worried that they're not going to get, the entire, like we got to have something for everybody instead of just going, yeah, you know what? Whatever it is we do, let's just do that really, really good. Yeah, especially like the food industry is really bad where, a chicken place has got hamburgers and wraps and salads and 37 other things because they're afraid that if they don't, somebody's going to go. Like, McDonald's used to have like literally like eight things on the menu. And that was it. And now, you know, the menu, they need to make the stores bigger just so they can put the menu up there. Hell, when I was a kid, McDonald's had a quarter pounder, a Big Mac, and a fillet of fish, and that was it. They didn't even have McChicken then, or nuggets, none of that. It did make running the probably made running the restaurant a lot easier because there wasn't anywhere near as much to be fixated upon. Certainly made running the being a somebody who ran a till a lot easier because there wasn't that much to pick from. It was pretty hard to get it wrong. Are you old enough to remember when McDonald's used to make everything ahead of time?
Yeah, 'cause
And you'd walk in and you'd walk in. Go ahead.
I purposely would say if I wanted a double cheeseburger, I'd put on no onions. That way, they'd have to make me a fresh one.
I remember when you would walk in and they had the big sliders or big slides in the front, and there'd be like, you'd kind of take a look and go, "Oh God, they got like 10 Big Macs already waiting there. I wonder how old the." And they had the little metallic tags on them, or at least here anyway. That told them how long they'd been there, and if they were up there for too long, they'd just scoop them into the garbage and make some more.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they used to come in the styrofoam container till that became not cool. Then they were wrapped up in plastic, and then that became not cool. And now they come in the. Actually, I don't even know what they come in. The last time I was there, anyway, they came in like the recyclable paper box. I don't know if that's what they still do, because that's not a place I've set foot in quite some time. It being for kids and all,
Yeah.
or young or younger people anyway, or Ed Bogus, of course. Actually, I'll bet you Ed
Oh.
doesn't. I'll bet you Ed doesn't eat at McDonald's. He might go there for
Wonder
his
who Ed's
kid, maybe, but.
pulling for.
I didn't see any tweets from Ed. I don't know if he made one or not. I didn't see anything today about if he had any Super Bowl predictions. He usually makes his in the morning before the game is on, so might see it
Probably.
tomorrow possibly.
He's got the most Notre Dame players on there.
He's probably tweeted out that, you know, go Bears, go. Because when were the Bears last in the Super Bowl in the 80s?
Yeah, mid-80s, they had that
Little,
really
they had
good
that
defense.
they had that little run there, or semi-run, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, go Bears, get that number one pick.
Speaking of the Bears, they got the first pick.
They do.
I saw today that there is a lot of talk that they are going to take CJ Stroud with their first pick. And I thought to myself, A, I'm not sure how he translates to the NFL. B, are they ever going to give a quarterback a chance there? Or are they just going to keep. Our shitty team didn't win it for 2 seasons, so out you go. We didn't get you anybody to throw the ball to. We didn't get you anybody to help protect you, but it's your fault, so we're going to get another quarterback. Does that make any sense at all to you?
No.
Which means they'll probably do it.
Speaking of, though, what if something happens to Hurts? I mean, Gardner Minshew, is he capable to come in and win the
Well,
game?
he's not as capable as Chad Henne, I don't think.
Hmm.
Well, not in that sense. I mean, Chad Henne's shown in Kansas City that he's more than capable of moving that offense.
Yeah, took a few times, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he ain't Patrick Mahomes, of course, but he's
He
done
has
it a time or
that.
two,
Right.
so.
Minshew's had his moments. He for Jacksonville and even with Philly, he's played pretty good at times.
Yeah,
There are
he
times
didn't. Yeah,
he.
you're right. He didn't suck when he had to come in. When he had to come in.
Yeah.
Totally different kind of quarterback, though.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how that plays out as far as whether that's good or. Sometimes that can really work out good because the team is so focused on playing against the other guy that when somebody else comes in and is not like that other guy, it can be a real on the fly adjustment that doesn't work out too well sometimes. So you want to do a quick let's test your Super Bowl knowledge, Jeff. Ah, you're pretty solid, so don't give me this old boy stuff. All right, you ready? What was the attendance of Super Bowl I? Just kidding.
60,000.
You're not far off. 61,946. Where was it played? Do you know that?
San Diego.
Close. You're not too far off. Right, you're in the right state. You're in the right state.
LA Coliseum.
Yeah, that is correct. And who was in it?
The Packers and
Yeah, well,
Chiefs.
that is correct. Who won?
The Packers 33-14, maybe.
Yeah, pretty close. 35-10. Oh, 33-14, you said? That was Super Bowl number two.
Oh, okay. They
So
beat the
you're.
Raiders.
Yeah, with the Raiders. Yeah. Oh, I don't know nothing about Super Bowls, Tim. I'm going to be embarrassed as I give you the fucking score of Super Bowl two, which I wasn't even alive for. Yeah, that's a funny thing, you know. You think that that the Super Bowl's really only been around for.
Well, first it was called, they called it what, the NFL AFL Championship, and then they named it, even post named it the Super Bowl. So.
Yeah, I don't know when they actually started using Super Bowl.
Yeah, it might have been for two or three, maybe. Maybe when Joe Willie was in there. It's hard to.
I'm not sure when that term came into use, because you're right. I don't think they called the first couple were not Super Bowls. Yeah, there was the AFL-NFL World Championship game.
Yeah.
Until for the first two, and then the third one they were calling Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So.
Sounded right. Yeah.
And who won Super Bowl number three? Any guesses?
The Jets.
That is correct.
Over Johnny Unitas and the Colts.
That is correct.
16-7.
That is also correct. You want to give me the attendance?
67,000.
Oh, no, way shy. This was in the Orange Bowl.
Oh, well, probably 49.
Oh, no, 75,000.
Oh, yeah?
75-3. You know, that's kind of amazing when you think about it. Like the Super Bowl IV was in was in Tulane Stadium, of all places, 80,000 to watch the Chiefs smash the Vikings.
One of the Vikings' four losses.
And then the just to you know, again, this kind of speaks to the popularity of the NFL. So the first Super Bowl is played in the Coliseum. So you get 61,000 attendance, which is nothing to scoff at, but that isn't that's not a full house at Memorial Coliseum. But by Super Bowl VII, they got 90,000 in there. But to watch what might have been kind of a boring game, 14-7 Dolphins over the Redskins.
Well, that was the year they ended up going undefeated the whole year. So I guess even though it was a boring game, it still.
Well, at least had a little history attached to it, but.
Right. There's probably not a lot of players left on that team alive, I would think. If you remember right, when the Giants beat the Patriots, Mercury Morris and I think Larry Zonka, who was on the Dolphins team, they sent Eli the card saying thanks for preserving them as the only undefeated team.
I mean, Don Shula is dead. Although he would have been, hell, I don't even know how old he would have been then, but.
Probably close to 100, I'd say now.
Yeah, I would think. Bob Greasy's still alive. Johnny Unitas is probably dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Larry Zonka's still alive from the Dolphins. So there's a few of them, but I mean, God, if that game was what, in 1972? 73, 72, 73. So, you know, that's 50 years. So, if you were 20 years old, you're 70. So, you know, anybody who was in the. And back then, guys didn't retire when they were 29 or 30. There was old guys playing back in the day. Older than what you see now.
Yeah.
I mean, how old was Johnny Unitas when he was still playing?
He might have been in his early 40s, maybe.
Okay, well, that game was in 72. Johnny Unitas was born in 1933. So he was already 40 in that one.
Yeah, so 33 to 72, he'd be, what, 39 years?
Yeah, so he would have been turning 40. Man, he died pretty young, eh?
Yeah, he did.
I didn't realize he died that young. What got
he
him?
I think he died in the 90s, I believe it.
Yeah, he was 69. He died in 2002, but he was only 69. I wonder how, only 69, but I wonder what killed him. Did he get sick or something, maybe?
I don't remember.
Got a cut getting that buzz cut he got, and it got infected, and he died. Just kidding. Let's see here. Huh. You know, there's not much mention of... Yeah, he had a heart attack while working out. That's interesting. Well, I didn't know that either, that he had lost use of his right hand. Because his hand had, his and his middle finger and thumb were disfigured because he'd had his they'd been broken so many times playing football. Huh. Did not know that.
Tough PA guy. I think he was from Pennsylvania. Really, no one really offered any scholarships. I think he ended up going to Louisville to play.
He did. One of the better quarterbacks in the history of the league, and he was a ninth-round draft pick. Mind you, the draft was not what it is now back then.
Yeah.
No. Oh, the Super Bowl. That time, you know, it's pretty late for the Super Bowl, too. This is the first year where it's been this late in the year.
I would say with the extra game.
That pushed it.
Year.
That pushed it, 2 weeks later than normal.
Yeah.
Because usually it used to be like the last Sunday in January normally.
It was. And 9/11 pushed it back, so they ended up starting doing that. Started having it in February, early February.
Well, I know. I don't ever recall it coming anywhere near my birthday.
Yeah, you're right.
So I'm going to say that it's, I mean, okay, and logically it pushed it back at least a week just because of the extra game. But let's see here. Super Bowls. January. Okay, in 2001 it was in February the 3rd. But we know why. And then it was February, okay, and then it was in February. Everyone since then has been in February.
Like, it's like one of those things that, you know, they wouldn't plan it to happen, but it's, hey, well, we could maybe have it the first Sunday in February.
Yeah, because it's been the, since 2003, February 1st, the latest it's ever been has been February the 7th. Actually, you know what? We're both retarded. And yeah, I said retarded. Last year it was February the 13th. I don't remember that being the day. Mind you, again, I don't really remember my birthday from last year being on a Saturday, so that tells you something.
It's unreal that the Super Bowl was almost on Valentine's Day. And
well, you know,
going, like, it will be one day. Yeah.
Sooner or later, the calendar will make it happen. Yeah, the 12th this year, the 11th next year, and the 9th in 2024. But it wouldn't take a guy could probably look that up fairly easily to see when what day this it would fall on, unless they haven't picked a day. And then who knows? You know, if there's ever expansion again or something like that, that may mess with the date. Or like you say, something happens in the real world that causes a cancellation of games or a repeat of COVID or something crazy like that. Knock on wood, let's hope that never happens again, but can't rule it out in the history of ever.
What else you got for me?
Well, I mentioned earlier, you know, Duke took a beating twice, two times this week. Super. Oh, you want more trivia?
Well, I didn't know if he was stopped or if he just.
I was kind of being a smart ass, but
Oh,
well,
okay.
I mean, I can give you more if you like.
Oh, I didn't know if you were had like a little.
I mean, it's not hard to do. I mean,
See, if you would have got Chris on here, which he's probably still upset about his Bengals getting beaten, and he has reason to be, I think. But he would probably. I mean, I'm pretty good with the trivia, but when it comes to Super Bowl trivia, he's lights out.
well, I'll tell you, the first thing I'd ask him was how many times have the Bengals not been in the Super Bowl?
Well, he would know that. Probably, I guess 50. Well, they've been there 3 times and lost all
Yeah, you'd
three.
have to know how many times they'd been there and then do the math, yeah.
Yeah, he could tell you that and the score by quarter and everything else, probably.
I mean, we know they don't win them, but
No, they've lost to 3 California teams.
yeah, last year
Two California teams, but
they were
three times.
so close though, too. Actually, twice they've been pretty close.
Yeah.
I mean, they only lost by what?
mean,
Field goal
if a
both times? Was it field goal both times or something like that?
we
Or the
lost,
last two times, anyway.
we lost
Field goal
by
last year, and then the 49ers beat them, didn't they?
4 points, yeah. And then the Niners beat them by, I think, 5 points the first time. So.
That's a pretty, well, if they get in, they'll just have to get in three more times. 5 points, 4 points, 3 points. It'll take three more to get it to a tie. And then they get to win by a point. Which you can't
Probably.
do. Yeah, I guess you can win by one, but
I mean, you think about it, though. That punt return flag, that personal foul, was how big we got beat this year, really.
well,
I mean, I know
at the
it's
very
late.
least, that game might have went to extra time.
Overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have liked to have seen the new overtime format where both teams get a chance. Where for a touchdown, if one scores a touchdown, the next team gets a.
Has there be ever been an overtime Super Bowl?
Yeah, the Patriots beat the Falcons when they came back and beat them.
Well, that's okay.
You don't
Yeah,
remember?
and that's what. So that was 51.
Yeah, but the Patriots got the ball and they scored the touchdown on the first possession. Now they've changed it last year. Remember after the Bills and Chiefs game where
Right.
they were going back and forth and the Chiefs won the
Well, it's putting
toss
an
and
awful lot on the coin toss, boy.
it is. And it
More,
has for years. It has for
yeah,
years. We finally get it.
more than it ever should too, because that's ridiculous.
But these players are complaining and saying they want more money for more time, which on one hand you can't, with the injuries how bad it is, you can't really blame them, but at the same time, maybe they could start doing what college does and if they ever got to that point and start making them go for two. So
Well, see, but in that case, like I'm actually even a little bit surprised that they do it in college football, because I would think, and I know the NFL would definitely, they don't want that game to end. They would be quite happy if the Super Bowl overtime, if that takes shit 3 quarters, they'd love it. You know how much
Oh,
money you know how much money they're gonna bring in on that?
more, yeah, a lot more ratings and
A lot more at, well, some of the commercials.
yeah, well, the commercials bring in.
I mean, I imagine if I can, I can only imagine the conversation is okay. This game, I'll bet you, as soon as that they know that game is going to go into overtime, I'll bet you there's executives on the phone all over going, "Well, look, we got 42 commercial spots guaranteed. Who wants them?" I'll bet you the money would just be flying around.
Yeah, generating money. Yeah,
And that's
and then
really all they care about.
here's a scenario for you. Say the Chiefs score first and score the touchdown, the extra point in overtime. Then the Eagles come down and score a touchdown. Do you think they go for two? I mean, what happens after if they both score a touchdown and the extra point? Is it the next team?
Then doesn't it go to you don't have you got to, well, in college, then you got to go for two, right?
But the rule now is that every team gets a chance. Both
Okay,
teams
well
get a chance.
let's look up
And then
NFL.
did they flip the coin again after if
I
that
don't
would
know.
happen?
NFL playoff overtime rules. Let's see if I can dig that up.
Well, the ESPN wasn't exactly clear on that whenever they first announced it this year. They just said that both teams will get a chance and they'll they didn't really go into detail how it'll be, if they continue playing overtime period or if there's a new period or.
2023 NFL postseason overtime rules. How overtime works in the playoffs and the Super Bowl, and the difference from the regular season. Well, let's dissect this. Boy, you gotta wonder again. Like, I hate to pick on the people that write this stuff, but unlike the regular season, playoff games can't end in a tie. No, really? Why not? Gonna do like soccer and have the replay or the game ends in a tie, you have another game. Let's see here. If a team scores a touchdown on the first possession of overtime, okay, they go for the whatever conversion they want to go for. They end kickoff, and the other team gets a chance to score a touchdown. If they do, then they have the choice of going for one or two, obviously. And then from that point on, it's sudden death. So any score, the first score after that wins.
So that might force a team.
So you may, if you're not liking how, boy, we're kind of struggling here, you might go for two possibly if you thought if you had that play intact that you maybe hadn't used in the game yet, you might go for it possibly.
Yeah, so they don't flip a coin after
No, it just says
the team gets the ball.
So you're imme and that would be the next consideration is that you're immediately back on defense. So even though you tied the game, you may, a field goal ends it. So you might see a
Oh,
re.
really? A field goal could end it
Yeah,
after?
it says after the first, if both teams score on their first possessions, however they score, and the score remains tied, then it's sudden death from that point.
Okay. So yeah,
So
you might get.
you might do the Boise State and say
Well,
hell with it and
that
go
could.
for two and. Because you figure your defense is dead. Although they, man, that was one of the greatest college football games I ever watched. For trickery and just when you
What's the
thought,
crazy?
what's that?
Yeah, the crazy. Well, the crazy part is Oklahoma intercepted a pass for a pick six to take the lead with like less than a minute left, and then of course the hook and ladder play.
But they had pulled a trick play to get to that point.
Yeah, the hook and ladder. Yeah, they.
Yeah, and then they did whatever they did there in well, then they did it on the touchdown and the 2-point conversion,
Two-point
right?
conversion. Oh, yeah. It's Statue of Liberty play, they call it, on two-point conversion. Adrian
Craziness.
Peterson actually played for Oklahoma at the time. He scored a touchdown to go up by seven. And then, as you said, Boise scored a touchdown and then went and did the trickeration on the two-point play and won the game.
I would have to assume that for the Super Bowl, for instance, with 2 weeks of preparation, that they have a play specifically set up for that circumstance that they won't use unless faced with that circumstance. Like, that we get a 2-point for conversion play that we'd only run this play for 2 points. We'd never use it for any other reason,
Right.
so that they don't see it during the game.
I
Or
just.
does that lead to the thought of, well, we've already used this play, so there's no way in hell they think we're ever going to use it twice.
Philly could run Philly special if they were in that scenario.
Yeah, well, that's what I say, because you'd got to figure if you're the Chiefs, you really don't think they're going to use that, right? It's too obvious. The Jeff special. I don't even know what to. I'm not even sure what the Jeff special is. I don't even think we can say that on in broadcast.
Got a lot of sauce on there.
God. Oh, there's the FCC calling. Boys, you can't say sauce on the podcast, especially when you chuckle like a pair of high school kids.
You're not allowed to say that Michael Jordan is a better player than LeBron James. So.
Speaking of, okay, I'm glad you brought up Michael Jordan. Did you see the happen to see the trailer for the new Michael Jordan? It's kind of the story. It's kind of more the story of Nike and the Air Jordan.
No, I don't think so.
It has Ben Affleck is the Nike guy. Can't remember his name off the top of my head.
Phil Knight.
Yeah, whoever owned Nike, and then Matt Damon is the agent guy who convinces the Jordans to
get on the flight,
to get on the bandwagon, and then they kind of go through the whole process of, you know, that he didn't really, it wasn't so much about whether this, you know, because Michael Jordan really wasn't anybody at that point, really. You know, he was.
Well, he wasn't an NBA.
Right. I mean, he was a college player, but he didn't really have, and the behind the scenes, not necessarily battle, but how he had to convince the head of Nike that no, this is the guy, this is the shoe, and this is what we got to call it. And how the Nike guy was like, yeah, I don't know, Air Jordans? That's kind of dumb. Which is kind of funny, you know, with hindsight, but it's probably the greatest selling shoe of all time and still sells like crazy. And Michael Jordan makes nothing but, well, hell, he's become a billionaire off of Nike, off of that deal. I mean, it's hundreds of
millions. You know what's funny is this, he loved Converse.
Yeah, well, they go into that too. That like they had to convince his parents that this was worth doing.
Yeah,
and nobody.
I think mom had to convince him to get on the plane to go listen to him.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, because Nike. I mean, it to us it has all the branding in the universe, but at that time it had nothing. Nobody really even barely knew who they were. Not like now that we're, you know, you see that, there's not too many people in the world if you see the swoop that you don't know what that is. So I'm just checking to see what he got paid. I didn't know that they were, these Air Jordans are the official shoe of the University of Michigan. I didn't know that. They are also the provider for the University of North Carolina.
Yeah. They're on a lot of the Michigan's uniforms. Jordan. Like, you'll have Nike on some schools, but the Jordan brand's actually on a lot of Michigan's football uniforms, if you remember.
Well, I think there was a time there when they were doing just about everybody's jerseys, like pro sports wise. And then that got to be such a money maker that I don't know how much of that they do anymore. But actually, I think they might actually be the jersey maker for the NHL. Or were the jersey maker for the NHL. Not sure which.
Adidas doesn't do it.
What's that?
Adidas isn't the.
Yeah, they did at one time, and maybe they're the new guys. It might be one of them replaced the other one. And I can't remember which is which. Because I know there was some complaining when they first switched over because the players didn't like the fit of the new ones.
Go back to the Super Bowl here in a little bit, but what do you think about the NBA trades, the Kyrie Irving trade and Kevin Durant? The Nets got a lot for both of them, I thought.
Well, I mean, the only thing that's going to keep them from, I mean, they should be successful in a year or two unless they blow the draft.
Of course, it's possible. It's happened
well,
before.
Yeah, I mean, but Lord knows they got enough draft picks.
I mean, Dallas, I mean, they, I mean, if things go well, that's not always the case, but
Yes.
you get,
Especially when we're talking about who we're talking about.
right, but, you know, and the Suns were in the, what, finals the year before, so.
Well, it was 28 teams made trades. I don't know who. I know one of the teams that didn't, I believe, was Toronto. Actually, I think they made one, and it was a nothing trade. So let's see here. We got of the biggies. Like even some of the trades. Like, and I don't. My as everybody knows, my NBA knowledge is not that great and has gotten weaker in the last couple of years. New Orleans acquires Josh Richardson from San Antonio for 4 second-round draft picks. Does that seem odd to you?
Unless somebody was trying to get rid of salary.
And then you got
Right.
like Memphis acquires Luke Kennard. The Clippers get Eric Gordon for 3 second-round picks. And then Houston gets John Wall, Danny Green, and a first-round pick from the Clippers in a three-way trade. I have to assume it's money.
Yeah.
And the Lakers went. I don't even remember when they traded for Patrick Beverley, but then they traded him away for Mo Bamba, which I don't know. And then in a four-way trade, Detroit gets James Wiseman, the Hawks get Sadiq Bey, Golden State gets Gary Payton the second, and Portland gets 5 second-round picks and Kevin Knox. However, that trade has been quashed because Gary Payton couldn't pass a physical. Saw that today. Or at least it's still in their Golden State is asking for some kind of compensation. The one I'm looking for is Kevin Durant one. Okay, so Phoenix requires Kevin Durant and T.J. Warren from Brooklyn for Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, Jay Crowder, 4 first-round picks in 23, 25, 27, and 29, and then 2028 they're swapping first-round picks if Brooklyn wants to. So that's four for. I mean, I just God that I mean, I know they wanted to get rid of him, but. I assume they wanted to get rid of him, but God, that's a lot to cough up.
Yeah, it's a little steep. Just for, you know, more likely a half a year.
Well, and I don't
He just.
even. So they got 4 first-round picks there, and then I don't even know what they got for Irving. And they got a, okay, and then they got another 20, they got another first rounder from Dallas for Irving and 2 second-rounders. So that's 4, 5, 6, 7 draft picks in the first 2 rounds for two guys that didn't want to be there. That's not a bad pickup. And I know the Lakers tried to get better, but all they did was just change the bit players, so I don't really think that helps them much. Malik Beasley's not a bad player, but or wasn't, I don't know about now, but there's been a pretty big changing of the guard in NBA, I believe. I think we're seeing a lot of the perennial powerhouses are not anymore.
Yeah, you know, we have like 3 or 4 years ago, we had either the Cavs or Warriors or maybe the Rockets, but
Well, let's look at it this way.
parity.
Who do you think the bottom five teams are in the NBA Western Conference? Well, the five, if the playoffs were to end today, the five teams that aren't getting in.
Probably the Pelicans, one of them.
Nope.
Are they in?
If the season was to end today, they'd be in.
Probably Houston.
Houston is one of them. But it's not. But they're not very far removed from being pretty good.
San Antonio.
They're another one. Now they haven't seen success for a little while, so that's not that surprising.
Probably Sacramento.
Nope.
Oh, they're in.
Sacramento's in third in the West.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the Lakers. The Lakers.
The Lakers are one. That's three. I don't think you'll get one of them for sure. The other one you might get.
Is the Clippers out right now?
No, they're in.
Portland.
Portland is fourth one. It's the fifth one you won't. I don't think you'll get.
The Thunder.
No, they're in.
Well, I went through most of them.
Utah. So I mean, of the five teams that aren't in, Houston, Lakers, and the Jazz are teams you don't think of missing the playoffs. The East isn't quite as crazy. It's Toronto, Indiana, Orlando, Detroit, and Charlotte. Except for, like, when I look at that and I go, the Knicks are in the playoffs? The Hawks are in the playoffs? Wow. I mean, Toronto is just horrible this year. And they're, what, three seasons removed from a championship?
Yeah. The magical run.
Yeah, well, you can laugh at that whole load management thing, but it worked out as it was the perfect version of load management that year anyway, because it worked out perfectly for them. And then they got rid of him and the rest of the team quit caring. I know a lot of people won't like to hear this, but it's 100% true. The whole George Floyd BLM movement killed the Toronto Raptors. As they became not only nothing wrong with being socially aware, but they went way past socially aware. Their coach was heavy duty into it. The players were heavy duty into it. God, they had it all over the team bus, and they were still talking about that long after everybody else stopped. And by then, it was well much too late for the team. And like I said, they're not very good this year. Five games under 500. It's not a good look. But that's, again, you know, I mean, every team hits their highs and lows. I mean, I can, you know, the Bulls are just hanging on to a playoff spot. But it's only, what, 15 years maybe? And the Bulls were like, that was a given. Even after Jordan left, they were at least going to be in the playoffs.
Yep.
And then they just got, well, I don't know what was, what's his name, was when Derrick Rose was there, they were good. Was it Derrick Rose? Has I got that right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
He had some injuries that played his career.
Yeah, and then he got hurt. And the Knicks were never, I mean, they were never as bad as they have been the last, I don't know, maybe 5-10 years. They've just been horrible. But they're slowly starting to get their act back together. So.
About time.
Well, considering that, I would think even today that I can't imagine that's that hard a place to get guys to come play. It isn't in any other sport, so I would have to think the NBA is no different. Like, lots of people want to go to that place. I don't know why, but they do. It ain't on my list of anywhere I need to visit.
Yeah.
I mean, and then they killed, you know, my dream vacation. They killed it the other day. Because I no longer can go to the coolest, classiest place in Logan.
Wow.
I call them like I see. I call them like I see them.
You have to be like you're from London. Instead of give you some hot tea instead of hot coffee.
Yeah, I'd like a spot of tea. Give me a glass, a cup of Earl Grey, would you? My grandmother was English. I know all about tea. I know way too much about tea. I And that's no, you know, that's no word of a lie either. They have to have tea like 3 times a day, at least. It's crazy. Or if anybody comes over, I was immediately put the kettle on. Biscuits and would you like some biscuits and tea? Of course, yeah. There was a definite yes too. Kind of like what coffee became, I suppose, in the over here, where you
Yeah.
know if somebody came over, there was usually put. Even if nobody really wanted to drink coffee, everybody still had a cup of coffee. I guess it was something to do, I suppose. I don't know. I'm not a coffee drinker, so. So what else do you know before we wrap this
Well,
spantavelous cavalcade of awesomeness?
was there any big bets, the report
You
on the
know,
gambling?
I was trying to find out yesterday if Mattress Mac had put any bet on the Super Bowl, but we couldn't find it. Couldn't find
Well, he's
what.
probably still reeling from that TCU bet he made.
He's got lots of money. Because he made the, wasn't it, didn't he make a big bucks on the World Series, wasn't it? Maybe not this year, but last year.
I think so.
Who did, all right, let's see. Mattress Mack's real name, of course, is Jim McInville, for those who don't know, and owns the big furniture store outlet kind of thing he owns, I believe. I mean, he did have a $200,000 bet on the Cowboys winning the NFC Championship this year. That didn't pay out. You know what he would have won if he'd have hit on that, though? 1.4 million, which, I mean, he wasn't that far out. One game. And they know that he lost 10 million on last year's Super Bowl. And he bet on the Astros to win the World Series and Kansas to win the NCAA championship.
I think you're bringing pretty good odds.
I mean, he blew the college football game, but I mean, he bet $10 million across numerous bookmakers on the Astros winning the World Series, and that won him $75 million.
Wow.
So he's got a couple million to pee away on other stuff. But it says they don't. Nobody, if he has made a bet on the Super Bowl, he hasn't said what it is. There doesn't seem to be any that nobody can corroborate what he actually might have bet up this point. Maybe he got smart. Yeah, I don't know if I haven't read anything about how much, you know, if there was any crazy celebrity bets this year. There's usually at least one or two
Oh yeah.
where somebody, you
I
know,
feel bad for somebody like that. What were they? Whatever they bet, they'll move the line.
well, there's usually somebody in the entertainment world that, you know, the Drake or one of the black rapper guys, you know, in that world that got lots of money, usually will throw down something crazy. Because they can afford to lose it. If they don't win, it doesn't really matter. And if they win, even if they win, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. Well, I got 520 million now instead of 500 million. Oh well. Life is rough all over when you're a multimillionaire. So they tell me. I wouldn't know. I never will. I'm waiting for Bogus to hit it big. As
Sure, we'll get the Sabagas report.
he was, rumor has it he's running a milk scam down at Lincoln High. Kind of like on The Simpsons there where they had rat milk.
Thought you was going to say like they had powdered milk with water.
No, they had the gangster, Fat Tony, was selling them rat milk on the side. Yeah. You know, I never, the school, the high school and junior high I went to didn't have a cafeteria. That was not a thing for my school world.
What was your favorite cafeteria food in school?
We didn't have a cafeteria. No such
Oh,
thing.
you didn't? Oh,
No, never.
okay.
I never went to a school that had one.
Oh.
My favorite
You bring
cafeteria.
them up and they'd
Yeah.
all go somewhere.
My, no, hell, there was nowhere to go, dude. My
Oh.
favorite cafeteria. In junior high, that little town I went to school in, there was a store, but that was it. There was nowhere to eat. And in the high school, you weren't allowed to leave the school if you didn't live in town, which we did not. That's back in the day when you weren't allowed to roam all over like kids do now. And the school knew too back then. They actually kept track of where you were. I mean, some kids did, but for the most part, you couldn't get away with it. Okay, well, when you went to high school, were you allowed to have any time where you actually weren't in class?
Well, some of the school like schools around here that you got kind of I guess
Like we
kind of
used to
written
we used to
privileges
call
that
it it was
you
a you were
might
allowed to have what they called a spare, where there was one block of time where if you were in grade 12, where you didn't have to have a class.
afford. Huh.
But because we lived in a like where we I grew up, the high school was what, and I don't know if they have these there or not. It was what they call a regional high school, where it was kids from three or four towns being bused to a slightly bigger town, and that's where the high school was. So they didn't want anybody running around because you weren't from there, right? And they had to make sure, like, if you didn't catch the bus at the end of the day, you were 40 miles from home. Like, if you didn't get on
We
the
had
bu bus, you were screwed. So,
a few schools where you had to go to a vo-tech school, and you had to like if you're there, they call them shop classes, like vo-tech classes or whatever, and they'd
okay,
give, but you know before I went to high school, the high school I went to, it you could go to, there was a town nearby, you could go get a cheeseburger and french fry for lunch and then come back.
Okay, but
But
how did you get there?
you walked. Oh, that was walking distance.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough. See, I'd have been happy to do that, but
And
like I said,
now
we
some
weren't.
people could drive if you're old enough, but
Now, see, again, there was some kids who drove to school, but boy, if you got caught with other kids in your vehicle, that was a no-no. That was a big no-no. I mean, again, well, we're talking about 1983 to 1985, so that's a long time ago.
oh yeah.
The rules were a lot different back then.
The schoolhouse pizzas, though, by the time I got there, were pretty good, so you didn't mind eating the cafeteria sometimes. Because you got pizza every day if for
See,
a while.
we had a pop machine in the hall, one of the hallways. And there was a school store where you could buy like chips or a chocolate bar, that kind of, or some gum or something like that. But there was no hot food or anywhere. Like there was not a, and no place to eat it, even if there would have been. Like, not like what you see on the movies where, there's a, like a
My
bus.
senior year, there was a Chinese place that opened up, and they had outlawed that. They had to, a lot of students would order Chinese and
Cafeteria.
bring it to the school. So eventually, the state people got on to the administrators. They got word of it. They had to cut that out, but they did it for about 3 or 4 months. Of course, the seniors would be able to order the food, and then they'd sell it to the freshmen for double the price, so
That's just capitalism, man.
they would $7.50 would be the meal, but they'd charge the freshmen $15, so they'd pretty much eat for free and make a little dough on the side.
Well, again, that's supply and demand and capitalism from where I'm standing, but An entrepreneurship, that should, you should have been in entrepreneurship class for that. Or small business or whatever they called it back in the day.
Oh, yeah, some clever students there, so.
Now it's been replaced with drugs and.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I mean, I
Speed.
remember, like, I don't. There was nobody selling drugs in my high school. The big thing was there was the odd. You could purchase pornography. That was a big thing. Because back then, like, again, things have changed. There was no internet or any of that. If you wanted to look
Yeah.
at a if you wanted to look at a naked girl, that was pretty much sort of the real deal. Which again didn't.
THC thing now, and vaping. Oh gosh, vaping's the big thing.
Yeah, see, that was smoking wasn't even a big thing when I was in high school. Few kids did, but it was the bad crowd did that when I was in school.
Around here, you chew snuff.
You sniff.
Snuff.
I'm gonna tell you the story my grandfather gave us. My brother was 7, and I would have been 5. And my grandfather thought it was a really great joke to give us each a plug of mint flavored Skoal. Oh yeah, and of course, you take that first chew and you get a lot of mint, and then the tobacco part kicks in. Nearly
How bad?
killed both of us.
Did you puke?
I don't remember puking, but there was a lot of coughing and spitting and that sort of thing. But I do remember this. My mother went off on her father big time. You ever do that
Oh.
again? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, he thought it was great fun, but.
Around here, your cousins and stuff are chewing by the time they're 12 or 13, and that ain't.
Yeah, all the grandpas used to do it a lot when I was a kid, and then it really just, I mean, I think you can still buy it, but I don't know that it's that popular a pastime here anymore.
Mean, you see spit bottles everywhere.
Oof. Spittoons.
Mean, these a lot of the students will you get these little half pint chocolate milk jugs. And
Oh,
that's what they would use for their. They pretend they'd be drinking chocolate milk, but actually they were spitting whenever they were bringing it up to
that's
drinking.
just gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then to finish that up, the big thing though was at Christmas, there was a wine you used to be able to buy that was called Baby Duck, which was it was hugely popular, cheap as, and pushing more, more like a pop than it was a wine, but it still had alcohol in it, and it was the big joke was to give it to kids and watch them. Fucking stumble all over the place. My great grandfather got my brother and I both smashed on that several times, apparently, but I don't remember because I wasn't old enough to remember. But might explain how I turned out. Yeah, but can you imagine now if you like admitted that? Yeah, I give the 4-year-old grandson. Yeah, I watched. I give him alcohol till he couldn't walk. God, you'd be in jail for that now. Back then, that was just considered good fun. At least up here, anyway. I'm sure there's the equivalent in down in the hollers.
The howlers.
In the hollers of the triangle. Is that what they call it down? Is that right? The triangle?
Trust that area, right? Yeah,
Yeah,
there you go.
that's what I mean. Same diff. Down there in the heartland.
West by God.
I will never forget. I'm going to end it with this story where they had some kind of like it was like redneck UFC. Like, it was like open, closed fist fighting, except it was a woman and she was about, I don't know. She looked to be about 5'10" and 300 pounds, and she had her rubber boots on, and that was her promo. Basically, was I believe her name was Big Betty or something to that effect. I dare any of them bitches to come on down here, 'cause I'm from West by God, Virginia. I'll kick the shit out of any mouthy bitch who come down to the big fights down at wherever it was. And I could not believe. And I swear
Jews
to,
or not.
well, she—I mean, she definitely looked like she could kick the crap out of half the men in the world. And then I thought, you know, there's a good chance that somebody's snuggling up to that tonight, and that's enough to make me want to throw up. Well, I mean, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. That is true. But there's limits to everything, and that woman was definitely not on my menu.
West by God.
West by, I'm from West by God. I was waiting for her to, like you say, to spit out some tobacco. She looked
Tractor
like,
juice.
she looked like she
Back.
just come off the farm.
Yeah. You call it backer juice.
Backer juice. You guys and your lack of vowels.
Backer juice. By God. Beat it in her face,
Well,
by God.
the fall, the previous announcement was paid for by the West Virginia State Education Board.
Traded off the Super Bowl, didn't
it's, it's midnight for you. It's after 10 for me.
And oh! Happy birthday, Eastern Time.
Happy Eastern time birthday. Yeah, well, thank you, sir. Greatly appreciated. I hope to at least put up my goal is to put up 25 more at least.
Should have went and got you some Air Jordan double nickels there.
Ah!
55, that's scored these.
Some Jordan 55s? Did they make a Jordan 55?
Well, they scored they called it the double nickel at the time he came back from retirement the first time, and he scored 55 points on the Knicks.
So we had, and they made a shoe for it.
They made a shoe
Oh, God.
to honor that moment. Yeah.
I'm so out of.
So I think it was his fourth game back, maybe, and they went to the fifth, maybe, went to Madison Square Garden. And actually, the last play of the game was tied, really good game, and he dished it off to Bill Winnington. He took a double team and dished it off to Bill Winnington for a
I tell you,
dunk.
when you need
At the game.
something, when you need something done right, you give the ball to a Canadian.
I mean, he did. Those guys, big guys, did their role. Luke Longley, Bill Winnington,
I believe,
for
I'm pretty sure Bill Winnington was a Canadian.
yeah, he had a nice little mid-range jumper there for a big guy.
Hell of a
Like Luke
be
Longley.
hell of a beard too, from what I remember. He had
He
the
was part.
he had the West Virginia look down pat.
He did. I wondered if he was. We thought he might be
Boy,
hacking Japan.
I tell you, that's quite surprising because I just looked up Bill Winnington. He's not. He must have retired awful early because he's not much older than me. He's only 59. I would have thought he'd have been way older than that.
He wore some shorty shorts too now. Even when that trend kind of went away from that trend, I think he kind of kept his.
He was drafted in 1985 by the Dallas Mavericks. Well, that's actually, that's, so he's what? He's 59, so he's 4 years older than I am. So he must have put in a, oh, I forgot. That's one other thing we got to talk about quick before we cut her up. All right, so LeBron breaks the scoring record. No,
Yeah.
okay, no argument with any of that. Now, it didn't occur to me that LeBron never played any college. All right. So, Wilt played 4 years at UCLA.
Kareem.
Well, no, the guy he beat played at UCLA, didn't he?
Kareem, yeah, Abdul-Jabbar, yeah.
Well, that's not who. I thought it was Chamberlain that he beat.
No. Kareem had the
Was
record.
it Kareem? God, that didn't look like Kareem. God, Kareem really looks different if that's who it was. Well, anyway, he. No,
Chamberlain's dead.
well, it wasn't him. Whoever he beat played 4 years of college.
Right, at UCLA.
Okay, so if you take, if you put LeBron in college for 4 years, and scrap off 4 years of his scoring, or add 4 years of Kareem's average for his career. LeBron is still about 6,000 points behind. Now, that's not to say that he still might not break it. But that was something that I never really occurred to me.
Right. But he'd have to put up, you know, a lot of points late in his career.
And that's also not factoring in the lack of a three-pointer for most of Kareem's career.
Which he probably hardly ever shot.
No, but that's true. But LeBron has hit 2,200 of them.
Yeah.
So that's at least 2,200 points right there.
Yeah.
Although I suppose you could argue that if he couldn't shoot three, maybe he just dunks like Jabbar did.
Now, Kareem played pretty late in his career. He played in his early 40s, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure from what I remember reading that LeBron had done it in less games. Because Kareem played for a long time. Although, I mean, LeBron is going to be will be 39 this year. Like, I mean, he maybe has 2 years left, and I think that he's going. Actually, I don't know what's going to happen, because I got to think if the Lakers are as bad as they are, I'm not so sure he stays there. I mean, if there's one thing LeBron don't like doing, it's he doesn't like losing. And in the sense of that he doesn't get any publicity when they lose. So, I mean, I don't see anything about the Lakers that they're going to be any better anytime soon.
I kind of think that we know he's the type that has to go with a, it's got to be in a good situation, like he went to Miami.
That's what I mean, like, and he's not in one now, so.
And he should have been. Really, I don't know if they win with the bubble, if they're not in the bubble that time.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think. I can't remember. Who was it that should have beat Miami? They didn't, though. It would have been a better series, probably, out of the East that year.
Well, at the very least, if it isn't a shortened season and they don't play in the bubble, there's probably a pretty good chance that at least one of them gets hurt. Now, maybe they're both back for the playoffs, but they that short season did not hurt the Lakers a tiny bit.
You know, he's got some asterisks beside his championships. The first one he won was a strike shortened season. The second one was kind of the Spurs blew it more than they won it. That time with Ray Allen, their foot was on the line. They didn't call it out of bounds. And then Allen ended up hitting a three late in the game to tie the, which that was on Popovich too, though. He didn't have his big man there rebounding. They had two or three offense. But anyways, and then the bubble season, and then the year they came back and beat Golden State, Draymond Green wasn't, I mean, I don't like Draymond Green.
Me
but
neither.
He was out. He got suspended the game, a game five in Golden State that Cleveland won. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know there's really, to me, you know, honestly, for those things, he wouldn't have one championship. So, I don't know.
And again, never going to dispute LeBron's a great player, but he is not he is not the greatest player of all time and never will be. And that's just the way it is. Don't care what anybody says. Just ain't going to happen.
And, you know, you hear a lot of the younger people that started watching whenever he came on the scene and stuff. But, you know, they need to listen to the people that's actually watched both of them. And, you know, Michael just had the it factor. He didn't care to take a game-winning shot at the end of the game. LeBron's always been hesitant. He don't even want to go to the foul line and shoot free throws late in the game. I mean, he has nowhere near the clutch gene that Jordan had.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. Let's put it this way. You've got a game, I don't care who the teams are. You've got a game and you have to win it. It's either for all the marbles or it's to get there or whatever scenario you want to put. Who do you want? Do you want Michael Jordan in his prime or LeBron in his prime?
Oh, no. not even a question, really, to be honest.
Yeah,
I don't even know if LeBron's in the top 10. I mean,
yeah,
Larry Bird, I'd rather have Larry Bird taking a shot.
Yeah,
I almost have rather Larry Bird taking it to Jordan.
Yeah, I don't think that that's an argument that you can make, that if you want to take, if you want to make the rest of the teams dead even, and you can add whatever player you want as your fifth guy, who do you want? I mean, I don't recall. Now, again, I don't follow basketball as close as I did it during the Jordan era. But I don't, you know, LeBron would get his 50 in the game that it didn't matter much. I don't recall, like, in playoffs or anything where LeBron single-handedly won a series.
Right.
I just don't recall it.
Right. Look at the last three plays of Game 6 against the Jazz. Jordan got a layup, stole the ball from Malone, but down shot a jumper to win the series. I mean, and that happened in what 30 seconds? So.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, even after watching the documentary and all that, don't recall anybody ever saying that, you know, well, we needed a basket. And LeBron just said, just give me the ball. Get the fuck out of my way.
Hit the game winner.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like, and again, not taking anything away from LeBron. I'm just giving more to Michael, that's all.
Well, Michael got more. I mean, he did more and didn't care to do more. You know, he wasn't afraid to do more.
I mean, you might even make the argument to me that, okay, the greatest statistical player, that might be LeBron.
Yeah.
Individual statistics, that might be him. But for me, the only thing that really measures greatness is winning.
Right.
And LeBron's done a bit of winning, but he ain't done anywhere near the winning that Michael Jordan did. Not even close. 4-10, or 4-6, right?
Right. And he went. A lot of those, I mean, the Dallas series they lost was inexcusable. That should have never happened, that they lost to the
Well, and not only that, he was 4-6 with three different teams. Where he, as soon as he didn't like what was going on where he was, he left to another superstar. I mean, geez, how many championships does Michael Jordan win if he decides, I'm going to play for the Boston Celtics here for a bit? And then I'll move over to the Lakers, and then I'll play for the Bulls while they're good. And as soon as we didn't,
yeah.
And then whoever, I don't know who started winning after the Bulls finished winning, but if he'd have moved after that to the next contender, probably could have won two or three more.
Yeah, buddy system. And if he doesn't retire the first time, who knows? Maybe they win eight straight instead of six out of eight, whatever it was.
I mean, we'll never know, but...
The Rockets might have got him one time. Who knows? But where they had a really good big man at the time.
Well, I say, when the game was on the line, as far as LeBron and Michael Jordan are concerned, I don't think that's even close. It isn't close. Like you said, Larry Bird was pretty clutch.
Yes. I'd take Bird. Hell, I'd take Bob Ori or Steve Kerr needing a game-winning shot over
LeBron. I mean, there might be a few, you know, Kobe Bryant maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's what I have a problem with, too, there. He hasn't, in my eyes, he hasn't, people want to say Jordan or LeBron. Why are we putting LeBron past all these other good players? These big players that have more of a clutch gene. Him's got more championships than him, you know?
Well, shit, Kobe was dropping 50 on a Lakers team that was so bad that even he almost didn't even want to go out there, and he was still dropping 50. And I'm not a big Kobe fan just because I'm not a Lakers fan.
Right.
But I mean, LeBron's not even... I mean, he might be the greatest Cleveland Cavalier to ever play, but he's not even in the discussion in Lakerland. I mean, Jesus, you got what? Kareem, Magic Johnson, and Kobe, at least for sure, are all ahead of LeBron in Laker world. I was going to say, probably even more than that, because I'm not the biggest.
Chamberlain, Jerry West, even though they only won. But, you know, all those guys like Bird, he had to go up against the Lakers I mean, he probably wins more titles without so on. I
I
guess
mean,
LeBron could say the same.
some of it is circumstance, where that era of basketball did have a lot. I mean, I would argue that the Lakers, Celtics, Bulls era there, you know, in the 90s, there was a lot better players around than there was in the 2010 to 2015 era when he was winning in Cleveland and Miami. And, man, to be honest, the two other, probably two of the better players that there were in the league were both on his team, so. I mean, and that's not counting Kyrie Irving in Cleveland either.
Right.
I mean, again, I'm not trying to take anything away from LeBron. I mean, on the court, he's spectacular, and he would be way higher in my books if he wasn't such a putz off the court.
Yeah, he hasn't done a lot of favors with these.
I didn't mind him when he first came into the league, but that whole decision thing, that's when I was done with him. And we ain't going to win one, we ain't going to win two, we maybe even might win more than three. Like, yeah.
ESPN,
all right.
ESPN, you know, they went.
Well, they still
they
do.
To.
I mean, when I watched the telecast where he broke the record, it was a good Lord. Like, are you guys ever going to shut up? Yeah, LeBron, you know, LeBron ties his shoe better than anyone in league history.
LeBron scratches his balls. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, they just like at least talk about what he does on the court. And but they, you know, just any chance they can to get him into the conversation, they do it. Now they might have done that with Michael Jordan too, and I just wasn't aware of it because I didn't have American television back then. I don't know, but. It seems that the media is very much behind him anyway. Let's put it that way. And some of it he deserves because he is probably in modern day, since the 2000s, he's probably the best player been the best player in the league.
You know, you talked about that documentary. Me or you didn't have to watch that documentary to know who was the best player. I think all that was put out because you know, there were several reasons why that. The Last Dance documentary was, you know, wanted to show how great the team was, and because we didn't have the in-depth knowledge then that we do now, where we can get all the details, and that film did wonders. What we have now, pretty much, people recording things that we didn't know that existed, and you know, like when Jordan was playing craps or dice with a guy that. As you know, I've been there
yeah.
or whatever. So, I mean, that was pretty cool to see him being down to earth with that guy, betting with him and stuff. Paying that guy off because that guy wore him out. Yeah,
I think, too, a lot of it is it's just era. If you never saw Michael Jordan play and he was already gone by the time you got into basketball, then LeBron's probably your guy.
Yeah.
Because that's who you've seen. But if you're old enough to have seen both of them, it's not, to me, it's not that much of a contest. And in fact, like they always say, well, you know, LeBron's size and all that. I'll take Shaq in his prime over LeBron if we're talking about big guys. Or Barkley.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a...
Barkley, he won MVP there 1 year.
I mean, there was a time when if Shaq was under the basket, he was dunking. There wasn't really too much anybody could do about it.
You could do about it.
Because he was just so damn big. I mean, LeBron's not a little guy, but he ain't Shaq size either. But I mean, that's always going to be a debate. The era thing is tough. I mean, somebody on ESPN, I guess because of the Super Bowl, they were, you know, who are your top five Super Bowl quarterbacks? And the guy, I can't remember, it was somebody off a First Take, so he was probably an idiot, to be honest, but and Joe Montana wasn't on his list. And they're like, how can you not put Joe Montana on the quarterback list of any type? Like,
well, his quarterback rating was like 120-something, and he was 4-0. How could he for me, he's probably number two behind Brady.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
was number one. Brady,
I mean, if we're only talking Super Bowls, I mean, I guess, I mean, again, I suppose it depends on where you put him. I mean, Is Aikman on that list? Is Terry Bradshaw on that list?
I think they're up there. I mean, they.
I mean, you at least got to consider
them. Were undefeated.
I mean, he had Patrick Mahomes on the list, and the guys are going, yeah, but he's like 1-1. Like,
yeah.
I'm not taking anything away from Patrick Mahomes, but he's 1-1. How is he better than guys who won three or four of them?
Yeah, whoever's doing that must be like 25 or 30.
Well, that was the point, was that, you know, it depends on how much football you've actually seen.
Yeah.
You know, if you've only been watching for 10 years, well, then maybe Patrick Mahomes is on your list. I mean, hell, Aaron Rodgers, by that criteria, Aaron Rodgers should be on the list.
See, Mike and Mad Dog, you ever heard of them? They were on. They had a New York broadcasting show or whatever. They were on ESPN the other day, and they were on there with Stephen A. And one of them, I can't remember which one it was, but he was saying that Peyton Manning was the best regular season quarterback, but Joe Montana was the best playoff quarter or the Super Bowl quarterback, but Tom Brady was the best quarterback of all time. But he was measuring Montana and Brady's quarterback rating, and the fact he was undefeated. But hell, Brady's been there 2.5 times as many
as
the Super Bowl. Montana was. Montana was there 4 times. Brady was 7-3. And I don't. You know, a lot of times. I mean, besides the Bengals games. I mean, Montana and them kicked the crap out of Marino. They kicked the crap, destroyed Denver that year. Their Super Bowl was usually the NFC title game because the NFC had a 13 or 14 year run there, from like 82 to about, you know, when Green Bay finally got beat by the Broncos. I mean, your Cowboys had to leave last time.
That was a part of this guy, of the, I can't remember, the guy who was arguing it. It was part of his argument was that there's more to being a quarterback. You know, because the way the league is, everybody looks at passing yards. That's the biggie. And he said, well, if being a great quarterback was only passing yards, Dan Marino would have 10 Super Bowls. But he don't have any.
Right.
So.
Talent-wise, he probably had the best arm. And I mean.
Well, if we're only going to count that the quarterback, his job is to throw the football, then he's got to be right up there. Certainly ahead of most of the other guys. I mean, Tom Brady's not that great a thrower.
No, he's
certainly not got much of a long ball threat. Even when he was younger, he didn't do it that much. But certainly doesn't have a Brett Favre arm or that kind of thing, or Elway or those kind of guys.
Yeah, I mean, he can zip it good, and of course his he could throw to spots better than anybody ever. Though, like, it's his thing. Like. Looked like he was going to be intercepted, and all of a sudden a guy's coming out of the
dancing
nowhere.
Down the field for a touchdown, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, you know, smart. He's smarter than a lot of the other guys. And
huge football IQ, and a guy who has never minded taking whatever the defense gave him and not really caring that he didn't throw 40-yard passes for touchdowns. Quite content to dump it off for 4 yards, 3 times for a first down. And has been doing it, and especially as he's gotten older. Until this year when for some reason, the coaches didn't want to call those plays for whatever reason. Just still haven't figured out.
Yeah, I mean, I think Byron Leftwich should have took that Jacksonville job when he had the chance, probably.
Well, now, too. Boy, I keep saying this is the last thing, but this is going to be the last thing. I did see yesterday that there was some talk that Tom Brady maybe isn't quite as done as he thought he was already.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, as we talked about earlier, he may find that when he wakes up, you know, a month from now and doesn't have to worry about football, that he may not like that. And it might be hard for him to give up that world because, like you said, he's been in it for the last, 35 years.
Yeah.
Or however long it's been, he's done nothing but football. So he may find that he still needs to keep doing football.
He's still life worth, I mean, worth work from his Michigan days to. He's, you know, that's what I thought that was what the best story was early on. And a lot of people now, oh, I'm tired of Tom Brady. He's been there too much, and I'm just sick of him. But he's worked his tail off to get where he got. I mean, Michigan, he had to overcome. He lost his job there for a little while to Drew Henson, but he had all this hysteria about being a good, having a great arm, a good baseball player. But I don't know. And there was a couple times when Brady brought him back. Lloyd Carr would bring Brady in, and he could, you know, fall short a little bit of winning, bring him back against. I can't remember if Michigan State almost brought him to get back against, but he threw four touchdowns against Alabama in the Orange Bowl, Brady did, to win. And then he was drafted, what, sixth round, 199th pick? So
yeah, I mean, he really wasn't expected to be much, to be honest.
Yeah, the fact he was drafted that late and then done what he did, I mean, it's unbelievable. That's what you call a great American story, really.
Well, and what did they say? He's won more playoff games than any other quarterback has ever played in. So, like, statistically, there's just, you can't argue. And then on top of it, not only that, he also wins. So he's got both covered. So
yeah. Probably his best season was the year he lost to the Giants. I mean, 2007.
Well, he was what? He was the MVP in Super Bowl 36?
5 times.
And then was the MVP in Super Bowl 55 19 years later. Tell me another quarterback who's going to pull that off anytime soon.
All right.
Ain't happening until the game changes again, and then it might. But
Only person I could see maybe doing it is Mahomes, where he's already got one if he plays long enough. But that's the only.
Yeah, but even okay. But even if he was to win, let's say they win tomorrow, and he has 2 out of 3, he's still got to win 5 more.
Right.
5 more.
You know, what's funny is Brady's kept him from 2 of them already. He beat him in the AFC title game and then beat him in the Super Bowl with Tampa Bay. So it kind of helped Tampa, or Brady's legacy, even more that he beat Mahomes there a couple times before he retired.
I don't think, to me, Patrick Mahomes is not the kind of quarterback who's going to have a super long career.
Yeah.
He's already banged up.
You gotta take care of your body.
Yeah, you got to, and it's not easy to do in that sport.
Well, but you say that, and I know what you mean. It's easier now than it ever was, because where they don't really let you touch the.
Well, yeah, the rules are in your favor now.
Yeah.
You don't really get hit anymore. But
that's been, I mean, honestly, that's benefited Bray too. He, you know, that time he tore his ACL, and then of course Peyton Manning complained enough too that, you know, protect the quarterback. You gotta, the NFL's investments, you know, their money. So you gotta protect your money.
Yeah. I think the league's gotten soft, but that's me.
Yeah.
I'm all for protecting guys and all of that, and I don't want to see anybody get concussions and all that stuff. But in the same breath, it seems to me that those rules are only aimed at certain. Like you say, okay, the quarterback, can't hit him in the head, can't hit him below the knee, can't throw him to the turf, which is all well and good, but if you're any other guy on the field and you have the ball, all of that is mostly okay except for helmet to the head stuff. But nobody cares if you pick up a running back and slam him to the ground. Nobody cares about a defensive player getting run over or the stiff arm to the head from a running back. Nobody cares about that. And yet, if you do it to a quarterback, yeah, that's 15. So,
yeah.
I guess that's just the way it goes, and that's a sign of the times, and that's where the league is at since the CTE thing, which has been quietly swept under the table because you haven't heard another word about it in the last 2 or 3 years.
Granted, they got soft, but still probably the most interesting and most fun sport to watch. I agree with you. It's gone soft.
There's too much of the chintzy stuff, and they call it, and I don't care for that. Like I said, I don't want to see anybody get hurt. I'm all for, you know, we don't need to go back to the butt kiss days where guys were getting clotheslined in the head, and everybody thought that was A-OK. You know, that's probably too far, but You know, like it's the stuff like, defensive backs, if they even look at a receiver, it's a flag. If they touch him, it's a flag. And it's just like, yeah, come on, give them, like, how are they supposed to stop him? It's almost impossible. Or like the another one that really kills me is the quarterback sneak, where we just get three fat guys behind him and push him over the pile.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's another play that they're gonna have to change that rule at some point, because it's
Yeah,
really
they
un
call that ultimately. Yeah.
yeah, well, it's unstoppable. There's not really any way to stop it.
Hey, well, like the Eagles play there on the goal line. First to goal, they're about three of their big guys. I mean, make sure the Hurts get over the. I mean.
Well, they tell that if you're on the line, it's fall block and then fall down. So if the quarterback does go down, he doesn't touch the ground, and then we push him over. And it, like I said, it's almost impossible to stop. Especially when you only got to gain like a half a yard or a yard, it's pretty tough. They're gonna, like I said, they're gonna have to change it, just like they did for jumping up on extra points and field goals. That you can't. It has to be your momentum that pushes you forward, not the pile, or something along those lines. But it'll take a, they won the Super Bowl on that play, and somebody will complain, and then the rules committee will go, yeah, maybe we better change that. But until it pisses the right people off, the rules won't change. Or, of course, Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Hey, Tom Brady.
Jersey flag.
But on that note, maybe we should probably wrap her up. We've been at it for a while, I think, eh? I don't really
Yeah,
know. I don't really know.
I'd say a little over two,
Oh,
maybe.
okay, yeah, that's pretty long. Ed, even at triple speed, that takes Ed, 40 minutes.
Well, we got to, we've talked about Super Bowl. Yeah, came back to it there two or three times.
That's what
Did a
we do.
little halo on LeBron and talked about Mountain Dew pepperoni rolls. And
Hey, the important stuff in life.
yeah.
So on that note, the wide men are gonna call her a night. So everybody, enjoy your Super Bowl tomorrow, and start thinking about that March Madness, because it ain't too far away.
Not far away. We
Bye.
got, real quick, golf should be good tomorrow. The Phoenix Open. They're actually starting early tomorrow because the Super Bowl is in Phoenix.
Well, weren't they? Didn't they suffer a delay too at some point this
They
week?
did. They did. They did. Some big names up there: Rahm, Scheffler, Spieth, Adam Hadwin. Your boy Adam Hadwin's up there. So should tomorrow should be. They got the stadium hole on 16 and 17. They're where the They're throwing. Whoever gets closest to the hole, they'll start throwing beer bottles and stuff out on the course.
You gotta
They'll
love it.
celebrate.
You gotta love
So,
it. So we got golf,
anyway.
we got Super Bowl, March Madness coming up, hockey playoffs right around the corner, the NFL draft is in April. Got all kinds of stuff coming up for all you
We got to
sports.
defend our 1-2 finish, wide man 1-2 finish last
Yeah,
year.
because
So
that's
it might be a little bit harder this year.
it's not. There's no clear cuts so far, unless the last month of the season here changes things. But it's been pretty wide open so far. But anyway, on that note, it's a good night from Tim, and good night from Jeff.
Happy birthday.
How the hell do I stop this? Ugh, I hate this thing.